This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode, The Changing Role of Nurses. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. How many patients should a nurse have at any given moment? That question has been at the heart of a lot of disputes between nurses and their employers across the country. And there's a push for policies and laws to regulate nurse-to-patient ratios. For example, in 2018, Massachusetts held a ballot initiative over a hotly debated law called the Patient Safety Act. Hospital industry groups spent a record of $25 million on ads against the law. And in the end, the legislation lost by a landslide. 70% of Massachusetts voters were against it. Why are these nurse-to-patient ratios so controversial? Reporter Liz Tung went to find out.
It was a busy night at the Chicago area ER, where Melissa Bertoletti worked. As usual, she was the only triage nurse on duty. It was her job to single-handedly keep admissions flowing by assessing and prioritizing each and every patient who came through the door. The ER was already crowded when a woman in her 40s, along with her husband, came in.
The woman was having back pain, kind of side pain. We call it flank.
Melissa checked her vitals and had her sit. It was swamped that day, which meant for any non-emergency patients, it was going to be a wait. So Melissa turned back to admissions. But after a while,
the lady came up to the desk with the husband again, and she said, I can't take the pain anymore. The pain is excruciating. So I called in the back to try to get her a room right away because they had already been waiting, you know, 1 or 2 hours.
But as Melissa was making the call, a new patient came in, and he did not look good.
He came in clutching his chest. He was gray. He had beads of sweat on his nose. I knew he was in trouble.
As in, she knew he was having a heart attack. So Melissa rushed to try and get him a bed. But when she got back, she found the woman who'd been complaining about side pain lying on the floor.
You know, that woman died. She died. She died waiting in the emergency room.
Melissa later found out the woman had what's called an aortic dissection, meaning her heart basically exploded in her chest.
I felt defeated because I went to nursing school to help people and to save lives. And I feel like I failed that woman. I mean, she was somebody's mother, obviously a wife, somebody's sister. But I really feel if there was another nurse up front with me, we could have reassessed her, but there was no other nurse to help me.
What Melissa went through is something thousands of nurses across the country deal with on a daily basis: short staffing. A survey of nurses conducted in 2018 found that only 20% of nurses in the U.S. feel like their staffing levels are safe. And in recent years, this has pushed nurses to take to the streets.
We are in a moment of crisis.
Earlier this year, more than 10,000 nurses in New York threatened to strike over staffing issues.
We need a contract with safe staffing ratios. Thank you, NYSERDA, for all you do.
A few months later, thousands more in California, Illinois, Florida, and Arizona launched their own coordinated strikes. And their number one demand was better nurse-to-patient ratios.
We filed over 1,700 reports of unsafe staffing in the last 18 months.
Ratios do indeed improve patient outcomes, save money, save lives.
Doris Carroll is one of the co-founders of the group Nurses Take DC. It's a grassroots group that advocates for mandated nurse-to-patient ratios. It's an idea that nurses' unions have spent years fighting for, mostly without success. The one exception being California. They passed a ratios law in 1999 that limited each nurse to no more than 4 patients at once, though the exact number can fluctuate depending on the unit. But in other states, there is no safety cap. And some nurses complain that they're handling as many as 8 or 10 or even more patients at once. And Doris says that is a huge safety issue.
Nurses' number one duty to a patient is to be the patient advocate. And when we say it's unsafe at the bedside, it's unsafe. We're not making this up, and we have research to back us up.
It seems like a common sense idea, but across the country, it's faced a lot of resistance. So what is the argument against ratios? To find out, I called up Danny Chun. He's a spokesman for the Illinois Health and Hospital Association, which is Illinois' leading hospital advocacy group. Here's what he had to say about ratios.
It's a deeply flawed, inflexible, rigid approach to setting staffing levels that does not improve quality, safety, or outcomes, but in fact would adversely affect patients.
The group Danny works for has been very publicly against nurse-patient ratios, specifically against a proposed Illinois law that would set limits on how many patients a nurse gets assigned. Danny says the law could have some serious unintended consequences, including, he says, less health care to go around. Basically, the crux of his argument is we already don't have enough nurses. If we start limiting the care our nurses can give, we're going to have to ration care, turn people away. Or, worst case scenario,
hospitals close, including small hospitals in rural areas of the state and safety net hospitals in urban areas.
But one of the biggest arguments that the hospital industry makes against mandated ratios is that there's simply no proof that they work.
The evidence is not conclusive that ratios improved quality, safety, or outcomes.
The hospital industry's spent millions of dollars on anti-ratio ads, so it might be tempting to dismiss Danny's arguments as corporate spin. But Doris, the co-founder of Nurses Take DC, told me the debate is a lot more complicated.
Well, actually, you'd be quite surprised who the other organization that's opposed to mandated ratios, and that would be our very own professional organization, the American Nurses Association.
So, you know, I don't want to say we oppose ratios. I want to say our approach is different.
That's Janet Habler. She's a policy director at the American Nurses Association. And she says the idea that they're against ratios, it's a myth. But they do oppose making laws about ratios.
We're opposed to legislated ratios. It would require going back to the legislature to change the numbers when an adjustment is needed. We support flexibility and the individual units within a facility, no less each unit, staffing to what works for them.
What I gathered from talking to Janet is that their problem with mandated ratios is the lack of flexibility. They say it doesn't take into account a whole host of factors, like how experienced a nurse is or the needs of specific patients. Instead, the American Nurses Association supports an approach where committees of nurses decide what staffing should look like. Ideally, Janet says those decisions should take into account way more factors than I have time to get into here. But one important factor that kind of captures the idea is what's called patient acuity. That's where instead of fixed numbers of patients, nurses' assignments change based on their patients' needs. For instance, let's say you work on a maternity ward and all of your moms and newborn babies are healthy. They'd be considered low acuity and you could handle more of them at once. On the other hand, if you've got a mom and baby who are sick and in need of constant supervision, they'd be high acuity and they might be your only patients for the day. So with acuity, ratios can change based on need. But here's the problem with flexible standards. As it turns out, they're kind of hard to enforce. So where does that leave nurses? One option, of course, is to complain. But fear of retaliation is something I heard about again and again. And one nurse I talked to, Julie Griffin, had a story that explained why. Julie's a registered nurse from Florida, a 25-year veteran, who's currently suing her former hospital.
I had brought it to their attention numerous times that the unit I worked on was unsafe and it was also against the law to bill Medicare. And that's when they took it to the next level and they terminated me.
In order to get Medicare money, hospitals have to follow certain rules. And one of them is that in the intensive care unit, nurses should be assigned no more than two patients each. But in the cardiovascular ICU where Julie worked, she says nurses were routinely assigned upwards of three, sometimes five or six patients during lunch. So Julie started filing complaints, first to her supervisor and then going up the chain. But at least as far as Julie saw, nothing changed. It all came to a head one day when Julie says her supervisor again asked her to take on a third patient, in violation of Medicare regulations. And this time, Julie refused.
I didn't want to take the third patient because there was a risk of losing my license.
Or, she says, of missing something that could lead to the death or injury of a patient. In response, Julie was disciplined for, quote, insubordination, refusal to accept patient assignment. Shortly after that, she was fired. I reached out to Julie's former hospital, Westside Regional Medical Center in Florida, and they answered with a statement, quote, when there is an issue that could potentially affect patient care, we will take action and we are very comfortable with the decision to terminate this individual. A lot of nurses I talk to describe being stuck with similar impossible choices. Either take the assignments and risk harming a patient or possibly losing their license, or refuse and potentially lose their jobs. The question is, are mandated ratios the answer? To find out, I turned to someone who knows the research on nurse staffing probably better than anyone, Linda Aiken.
I am a professor at the University of Pennsylvania School of Nursing and direct the Center for Health Outcomes and Policy Research.
Linda has done decades of research on how nurse staffing affects patients and how hospital policies affect nurses. I started off asking her about some of the arguments I'd heard. For example, that there's no evidence that staffing ratios improve patient outcomes.
No, that's not true. I respectfully disagree, and we have very good evidence that not only in the U.S. but in other countries that have adopted nurse-to-patient ratios, that staffing has improved and patient outcomes have improved as a result.
Specifically, they've been seeing fewer complications, fewer infections, fewer injuries. And get this factoid. Linda says nurse staffing is the single most important factor that we can control when it comes to patient mortality. I asked her why nurses seem to be so important when it comes to saving patients' lives. Linda said it's because nurses are basically the first line of defense in healthcare. They're the ones who spot and prevent complications before they happen.
Whether you can survive a cardiac arrest depends upon how fast someone sees that you've had one and can call help to come in. And it's all nurses. It's all driven by nurses.
Which brings me to a question that has maybe played the central role for people who oppose ratios. Could they cause hospitals to close? Or cost a spike, or community health programs to lose all their nurses? Linda's looked at the evidence in California. They've had a ratio law since 1999, and more recently in Queensland, Australia. They passed a law just a few years ago.
No hospitals closed because they couldn't get nurses, and no other part of the healthcare system was impacted either, like nursing homes. No access to care problems, no emergency rooms closing. No consumer paid any more money as a result of this legislation that required hospitals to staff in an evidence-based way.
And then Linda told me something that really surprised me.
There are plenty of nurses. We have no nursing shortage in our country.
It seems like every year we see headlines about nursing shortages on the horizon. It's like the boogeyman for people who oppose ratios. They say the shortage is why we have staffing problems in the first place. And also why ratios would just make things worse. Linda says it's true that some places have shortages, but as a country, we've got plenty of nurses.
There isn't enough nursing care in a lot of hospitals, but that's not because there's a nursing shortage, it's because the hospitals are not employing enough nurses.
At the bottom of all of this, of course, is money. The hospital industry says employing the extra nurses needed to meet ratios would be impossibly expensive. And let's not forget, hospitals are a business. That's something the older nurses I talk to say has become increasingly clear over the past few decades. But it turns out ratios might not be that bad for hospitals' bottom lines. Linda and other researchers have found that they could actually save money because nurses prevent expensive things like patient infections and injuries.
Money is saved because if people don't come back to the hospital, you can literally save millions of dollars.
Linda is the first to say that ratios are not the end-all, be-all of nurse staffing. For instance, she says acuity is super important to take into account.
In setting these ratios, the purpose is not to say what the ideal is or what the staffing should be. It's to set a minimum.
In other words, ratios are not a silver bullet. What they offer is a starting point.